The Brantford 2025 Special Olympics Provincial Summer Games will be bringing its bocce event to Six Nations this July when the games get underway. The Provincial Games will take place from July 10th to the 13th across the county of Brant, City of Brantford, and Six Nations of the Grand River. And Brantford Police Service, Brant County OPP, and Six Nations Police will all play host to the Provincial Summer Games. Christine McCallum from Brantford Police and community coordinator for the games spoke on the Brantford Police winning the bid to host the event and the excitement they have heading into the games.
We are very excited about the Provincial Games coming to this area. With Brantford Police, we put the bid in and to host the games, and we've formed a partnership with Six Nations Police and the Brant County OPP to host these games. So between July 10th and 13th this summer, we're going to be welcoming over 1,200 athletes from across the province to come to the area and compete in one of five sports. Three of the sports will be in Brantford, soccer, golf, athletics, and then bocce will be held on Six Nations, and softball will be in Brant County.
Johnny Byrne, Director of Sport for Special Olympics Ontario, explained what the organization does and the amount of individuals they serve within the province and the surrounding area.
I think one of the things that's really important before we talk about the amazing event we have coming is just what Special Olympics is, because that's usually something that the question people ask. It is a name that's really well known, but one thing we learn is that sometimes people don't know who do we serve. And Special Olympics is a sport organization that's, you can tell that by the name Olympics, but it's for individuals with intellectual disabilities. That's who we serve. We have over 20,000 athletes in Ontario, over 200 athletes in the Brantford area, with over 20 athletes being from Six Nations as well that will be that are part of our program.
He spoke on being able to make a positive impact on athletes by having them participate and work with the organization.
But where we make our difference is in the community. It's those athletes from Six Nations that get to go to weekly, daily programs to experience sport and to improve their health, both mental health and physical health. And to be part of the community. So we're super excited to be able to bring our Provincial Games here locally.
Byrne spoke on the work and time that's been put into these games from all the athletes competing, as the Provincial Games have not been held since 2017 due to COVID-19, and the chance for these athletes to compete at the national and international level if successful.
So I would say one of those things that our primary goal is to have an incredible Provincial Games, because for many athletes, this process for them started over 2 years ago, because the last time we've had a Provincial Games due to COVID was 8 years ago. So many of these athletes have worked multiple years in order to qualify to even participate at these Provincial Games. And then from these Provincial Games, we will select Team Ontario that will go on to represent our province at the 2026 Special Olympics Canada Summer Games in Medicine Hat, Alberta. So this is it's a huge event for here, but also very cool of like, this is a stepping stone for athletes that go on to represent our province, but then also the opportunity to represent our country, because from those national games, Team Canada gets selected. That will be going to Santiago, Chile in 2027.
Byrne says he hopes the community will be able to check out the event and get people more familiar with the Special Olympics.
One of the things we're really keen on is we want to be able to open it up to community members that want to come out and see. So I think that is going to be, go on to provincialgames.com, check it out and find out this is what it is, because we do want to have a community portion where we can, well, both our athletes can take part in it, but then also if there's potential athletes within Six Nations or the surrounding area that want to come out and say, oh, I've heard about Special Olympics, I haven't been involved before, let's go check it out.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.